BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
There were steps carved into the rock, coiling up the palace, and I took them. I went to the door and entered. "Well?" asked a guard. "I'm here to see King Lycomedes," I said. "Come," said another of the guards. I followed. "In here." I stepped through the doorway. Inside, seated before the remains of a fire, sat a young woman. "I am Princess Dedemeyer," she announced. "I'm looking for a friend," I said, "a young man from Phthia." Something flashed in her eyes. "I will have to think on it. You will stay for dinner? If you are lucky, I may even dance for you." When the sun set, I returned to the hall. A group of women entered. Dedemeyer claimed one of the taller ones as her partner. The music began. I was impressed. The dancers tossed their heads as they whirled like high-spirited horses. The music trilled to an end. Dedemeyer led the women forward to receive our praise. Her partner stood beside her. She curtsied with the rest and looked up. I made some sort of sound, the breath jumping in my throat. Several things happened at once then. Achilles, for it was Achilles, dropped Dedemeyer's hand and flung himself joyously at me. Dedemeyer screamed. King Lycomedes stood. Achilles and I clutched each other, almost incoherent with relief. "My mother," he whispered. "My mother, she..." "Out!" ordered the king. The rest of the court, both men and women, obeyed reluctantly. Thetis stood in the doorway. Her face glowed, the white-blue of the flames sent her. Even Dedemeyer dropped into silence. We stood there a moment, facing her. Then Achilles reached up and tore the veil from his hair. He seized the neckline of his dress and ripped it down the front, exposing his chest beneath. "No more, mother," he said. He turned to Lycomedes. "My mother and I have deceived you. I am the Prince Achilles, son of Peleus. She did not wish me to go to war and hid me here as one of your foster daughters." Lycomedes swallowed and did not speak. "We will leave now," Achilles said gently. "No," Dedemeyer said, voice rising. "You cannot. We are married." Lycomedes' breath rasped loudly. "Is this true?" he asked. "It is," the goddess answered. "You are bound to us now, King Lycomedes. You will continue to shelter Achilles here."
"I have no choice," he said.
"What if I will not be silent?" Dedemeyer's colour was high. "You have ruined me, you and your son. I have lain with him as you told me to, and my honour is gone."
"I have lain with him."
"You are a foolish girl," Thetis said. "You will keep your peace or I will keep it for you."
Dedemeyer stepped backwards, her eyes wide.
"I am pregnant," the princess whispered.
I saw the horror on Achilles' face. Lycomedes made a noise of pain. My chest felt hollowed. "Enough." I strode to the door.
"Wait!"
Achilles shouted. He caught up to me, seized my arm.
"Please, let me explain. She made me. I did not want to. She said..."
He was stumbling over his words.
"She said that if I did as she asked, she would tell you where I was."
"Your mother did not tell me where you were. Did you truly expect she would?"
"Yes."
His cheeks were flushed with shame.
"Forgive me," he said. "I did not want it. It was not you. I did not like it."
My throat was thick with the beginning of tears. "There's nothing to forgive," I said. In the stories, the gods have the power to delay the moon's course if they wish, to spin a single night the length of many. Such was this night. We drank deeply, thirsty for all that we had missed in the weeks we were separated. It was not until the sky began to blanch that I remembered what he'd said to Lycomedes in the hall.
"Your mother was trying to hide you from the war?"
He nodded. "She does not want me to go to Troy."
"Why?"
"I had always thought she wanted him to fight. I don't know, not yet," she says.
And it was her idea?
I gestured at the remnants of the dress. Of course. He made a face and yanked at his hair, hanging still in its womanly curls. My mind struggled with this.
So truly it was not because of me that she took you?
Dedemeyer was because of you, I think. He stared at his hands a moment. But the rest was the war. The next days passed quietly. We took meals in our room and slept long hours away from the palace. We had to be careful. Achilles could not be seen moving too quickly, climbing too skillfully, holding a spear. But there were many places where he could safely let his disguise drop. Dedemeyer left, as she had told me she would. Sorrow for her dragged at me. She's visiting an aunt, Lycomedes told the court. If there were questions, no one dared ask them. She would be gone until the child was born, and Achilles could be named as father. News came of the war. Helen's former suitors had honored their vow, and Agamemnon's army was rich with princely blood. It was already spring. The air was pinched with frost and the grass still winter brown. We hurled pebbles from the cliff, leaning over to watch them skitter down the rock face. Achilles leaned forward. What is that? I squinted. There was a distant smudge that might have been a ship. If it's a ship, there will be news, I said, with a familiar clutch in my stomach. Each time I feared word would come of a search for the last of Helen's suitors, the Oathbreaker. It's a ship for certain, Achilles said. Achilles stood and tucked his wind-loosened hair back beneath its kerchief. We turned and went back down the path to the palace. He would go to the women's quarters and wait there until the messenger was gone. I went to my bedroom and slept. A knock woke me. A man stood inside the open door. He was sturdy and muscular with a close-cropped philosopher's beard. Something about it tugged at my memory. Do you mind if I sit? I nodded and he drew the chair to him. Who are you? I asked. The man laughed. A good question. I've been terribly rude, barging into your room like this. I am one of the great King Agamemnon's captains. I travel the islands and speak to promising young men, such as yourself, he inclined his head towards me, about joining our army against Troy. The fading light fell on his legs, revealing a pink scar that seamed his right calf from ankle to knee. My stomach dropped. He was older now and larger, come into the full flush of his strength. Odysseus. I was back in Tyndareus's hall, remembering his clever dark eyes that missed nothing. Did he know me? I forced down my fear. I'm sorry, I said, I did not hear you. What? Are you interested in joining us to fight? I'm not a very good soldier. His mouth twisted wryly. It's funny, no one seems to be when I come calling. What's your name? I tried to sound as casual as he. Chironides? Well, Chironides, I will be here for a few days, and I hope you will consider it. He made as if to go, then stopped. You know, it's funny, I keep thinking I've seen you before. The dinner bell had rung and the corridors were busy with servants carrying platters and chairs. When I stepped into the hall, my visitor was already there, standing with Lycomedes and another man. Chironides, Lycomedes acknowledged my arrival. This is Odysseus, ruler of Ithaca. Thank goodness for hosts, Odysseus said. I realized after I left that I never told you my name. And I did not ask because I knew. It had been a mistake. I widened my eyes. You're a king. I dropped to a knee in my best startled obeisance. Actually, he's only a prince, a voice drawled. I'm the one who's a king. I looked up to meet the third man's eyes. This is the Lord Diomedes, king of Argos, Lycomedes said, a comrade of Odysseus.
and another suitor of Helen's, though I remembered no more than his name. Lord, I bowed to him. Well, Lycomedes gestured to the table, shall we eat? I was hoping for a glimpse of the famous dancers of your isle, Odysseus said. Lycomedes swallowed. Yes, he said, if you wish. We do. This was Diomedes. Lycomedes' eyes darted between the two men. Thetis had ordered him to keep the women away from visitors, but to refuse would be suspicious. He gestured sharply at a servant, who turned and ran from the hall. The women were still making small adjustments of clothes and hair as they entered the hall. Achilles was among them, his head carefully covered, his gaze modestly down. When the dance had finished, Odysseus stood. We are truly honoured by your performance. As tokens of our admiration, we have brought gifts for you. A murmur of excitement. Luxuries did not come often to Scyros. The servants brought trunks forth and began unloading them on the long tables. Please take what you would like, Odysseus said. The girls moved swiftly to the tables and I watched them fingering the bright trinkets. Achilles kept to the back, drifting slowly along the tables. A movement at the far end of the hall caught my eye. Diomedes had crossed the chamber and was speaking with one of his servants, who nodded and left through the large double doors. I looked back to Achilles. He was holding some earrings up to his ears now, playing at girlishness. It amused him. A trumpet blew, loud and panicked. A sustained note, followed by three short blasts, our signal for utmost impending disaster. Lycomedes lurched to his feet. Girls screamed. All the girls but one. Before the final blast was finished, Achilles had swept up one of the silvered swords. He leapt the table in a blur, his other hand grabbing a spear from it as he passed. He landed, and the weapons were already lifted, held with a deadly poise that was like no girl nor no man either. I yanked my gaze to Odysseus and Diomedes and was horrified to see them smiling. "Greetings, Prince Achilles," Odysseus said. "We've been looking for you." I stood helpless as the faces of Lycomedes' court registered Odysseus's words, turned towards Achilles, stared. Achilles slowly lowered the weapons. "Lord Odysseus," he said. His voice was remarkably calm. "Lord Diomedes." He inclined his head politely, one prince to another. I am honoured to have been the subject of so much effort. It was a good answer. Odysseus moved towards the door, confidently, as if never doubting but that Achilles would follow. After you, Diomedes smirked. Achilles hesitated, and his eyes went to me. Just the barest glance. Oh, yes, Odysseus called over his shoulder. You're welcome to bring Patroclus along, if you like. We have business with him as well.